This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Another mega hour ahead. It's always exciting when we can get Jason Kelce on. And now we're finding out that the Christmas album that he did with his fellow Eagles is a spectacular, sensational hit. And they're back ordered now. And we're giving one away today. On the line with us is one of the lead singers on that album. He's also a fine center on the Eagles, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
How's it going, Angelo?
All right, Jason, I need a little information here because this album sounds spectacular. And could you just tell me, like, this here, I'm hearing some of the best singing voices I've ever heard. Who's singing this here?
I'll have a blue.
Lane Johnson.
That's Lane Johnson. That is not you.
No, I'm the second verse. I'm the worst singer on that track.
Wait, are you
the worst? Basically, if you hear somebody who can't really sing singing, that's me.
All right, wait a minute. I think I might have it.
Very humble.
So you're saying Lane Johnson, that sounds phenomenal. He's a great singer?
Yeah, Lane, especially when it comes to country music or anything that needs a silky baritone texture to it, Lane's your guy for sure.
All right, well, here's another. Now, this one is White Christmas. You're in it, and then Jordan Mailata's in it. Let's see if people can identify which one is Jason and which one is Jordan.
May old days, may old days, may old days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be right.
Is that you, Jason?
That's me, Angelo.
Hey, the way you said that, you weren't that proud.
Well, that was good.
It was very good.
Well, just, you know, it's a bit airy, it's a bit wheezy, but it gets the job done.
Hey, Joe, do I have my Mailata too? Let's hear a little bit of my Mailata. Oh, wow.
That's good.
Jason, hold on. This must be the most talented singing offensive line in football history. No wonder why you sold it out. Wow. whose idea was this thing? Whose idea was it?
You know, I randomly was thinking last holiday that you know, that'd be really fun to do, and I knew that Lane and Jordan could sing. So I went up to them. They were on board right away. They thought it'd be a fun time. And I spitballed the idea by Connor Barwin. And let me tell you, I have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
All I do is come up with ideas while I'm sitting there watching film. And Connor Barwin's actually really good at putting things in motion. So he got in contact with a mutual friend of ours, Charlie Hall, through some recommendation of his wife, Laura. And the whole thing really came together after that. We kind of had a sit down, talked about what we wanted to do, and all of us really just had a great time. And I feel like the joy that we had putting it together and the fun and the jubilation that occurred making these songs really come through in the album. So it's turned out much better. I can't emphasize this. It's turned out much better than I ever thought or anticipated it being. But it's been a lot of fun.
It's a big hit. And you know what I really appreciated, Jason? All these offensive linemen, never in any song did they jump a little too fast. You know, do a false start. Because I noticed
the right cadence.
I noticed in the game Sunday, the only negative was you guys kept jumping. Tell me what was going on there.
I just got to lock in. You know, I think, you know, it's easy when you're thinking about, you know, your job or a call changes or things are happening in the game, it's easy to lose track of the snap cadence. You can't do it. You got to stay locked in, and you got to make sure that you're focusing on that first and foremost. Between that and the holding calls, it was a heavy penalized day for the offensive line. So we got to get that cleaned up for sure.
Well, I want to know a little more about the holding. I think they got you in one of those. And yeah. I didn't see much there, Jason, and I'm wondering if or every ref crew calls them so differently, you can never really be sure if they're going to call it or not.
Well, we knew going into the game that they were high in holding calls. The Eagles do a great job of kind of, you know, telling you what each officiating crew has a tendency to call. Because the reality is the game that is being called out there is what's happening, right? It doesn't matter what. One of my least favorite things that we do is come back the next day and they're like, hey, you know, that's a bullcrap call on you. That's not a penalty. I was like, no, it was a penalty. And they called it for 10 yards. So we need to try and eliminate these things. You know, there's been a lot of downfield penalties and things like that that have hurt us. And the bottom line is you have to go with what's called. And, I know the referee that made that call very well. We talked even after that play. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, some days you're going to be able to do that, some days you're not, and that's being a mature player in this league is knowing how to toe that boundary and being able to avoid penalties while still getting your job done.
That is a very mature way to look at it, Jason. I want to talk. Well, I'm not. I don't normally look at things that way, but it makes sense to me. Let me get to revenge here because what we saw with A.J. Brown last week. He said it after the game. That game meant extra for him. This week, Bradbury against the Giants, who discarded him. How big a factor is that? Does that filter around the team when one guy is really wanting to get a team back for what they did to them?
I don't think so. I think it's obviously meaningful to the specific player who's playing against a former team, sometimes former coaches. There's a lot of emotion that goes into that, but you got to keep it about the game for especially the team, you know, and try and make sure that we're focused on ourselves and doing our jobs. Now there will be some heightened emotions, I'm sure, for the guys that are doing that and this week for Bradbury, but, you know, that's our job as teammates is to, one, support him, but two, also go out there and do battle with him and let him kind of, get lost in the enjoyment of playing with your teammates. And I think that I think Nick does a great job, too, of throughout the week just keeping the main thing and, take care of the football, play good defense, play good offense, and you're going to win a lot of games.
Jason, speaking of revenge, and I didn't know this till Rhea told me about it. Okay, so Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. When they switched in the championship game from Hurts to Tua. And I know he's not very emotional. We don't see any emotion from Hurts. But that would sting a little, wouldn't it? Don't you think he would like to show Dable that he's better than Tua when he plays on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one, I didn't know that. But two, whenever you have these former relationships, the games always mean a little bit more. When we played Andy Reid the first time back around when he was coming back to Philadelphia in Kansas City his first year, that was a meaningful game for everybody involved in it. This game is too hard. It's too detail-oriented for you to be worrying about a lot of that other stuff, especially at the quarterback position. You're in charge of so many things. You'll be emotional before and after the game, I'm sure, as a player. But during the game, man, you got to get lost in your job and what the task is at hand. Otherwise, you're going to be having a hard go at it.
Jason, I only got one more question, and it puts you in a very odd position, but I have to ask it. Jalen Hurts, we think it's had one of the best years we've ever seen. A guy in Kansas City named Patrick Mahomes is really having a great year with your brother, Travis. Who's the MVP? Of those two, who more deserves to be the most valuable player, Hurts or your brother's pal, Patrick?
Well, it's tough. We interviewed both of them. I think they're both very quality candidates. Obviously, Pat has already achieved that once. You know, I think I really do. I'm not trying to be a homer here. I think what Jalen has done this year has been, second to none. I think the record speaks for itself so far. We got to keep going with that. But if you look what he's done in the passing game, you look what he's done in the running game, and the big stat that I still think everybody overlooks is the fact that he's done all this while taking care of the football. To make plays, it's very, very difficult, and you have to take shots. You have to take chances. And when you take chances, you expose the ball. You have to take risks. And I think Jalen has done a phenomenal job of doing so in a very composed way, in a very advantageous way. You know, his touchdown to interception ratio is fantastic. He's got the yards rushing. He's got the yards passing to show what a dynamic player he's been for our offense. He's not the name that Patrick is yet because he's still young and still proving himself. But I look forward to him continuing to do that. And I don't think through this part of the season, I'm definitely going with Jalen Hurts.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Jason, in future appearances on the show, should I identify you first as the center on the Eagles or as Singer? What would you prefer?
I would much prefer Singer. Much prefer Singer.
Jason, good luck up in Meadowlands. Thanks for coming out as always. Thanks, Jason.
All right, thanks, Angela.
And that song, that album is killer. It's real. I need to find out, Cindy, is that going to be available later before Christmas? Because they're back ordered right now because people went wild for them. Cindy was able to get one, but I think she stole it.
Is it
going to be available?
Not as of yet.
What?
It sold out prior. I'm trying to find out, but I will tell you that people go to the pro shop at Lincoln Financial Field,
right?
And the employees immediately go, if you're looking for the Jason Kelce album, it's
that's
not
how
here.
Big it is.
Yeah, so, wow. And we have this copy.
And you just heard him. He's not even one of the better singers. The other guys are better singers than him.
I'm not going to say that, but.
All right, one last thing. Are you excited about the end of the show?
I can't wait.
Ruben Amaro Jr. does Feliz Navidad.
I can't wait.
Ruben.